7 minutes after 10 o'clock, it's time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and it's the first Thursday of the month, and that means we get to talk with Crystal Reith with the Cottonwood County 4-H. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. My head's spinning. You guys got a lot going on.
That's what we do.
There is no such thing as downtime.
No, there's not. We like to stay busy, and we like to have offerings for kids to come and learn and have fun with us.
Now, as far as when, you know, and we talk a lot about 4-H being so much more than livestock, but you still think livestock when you think 4-H. Are the youth that are working calves, or are they, do they have a calf now that they're working on for fair?
Yes. So several of them do already have animals in the barn because there are currently shows going on that they can go to as open shows. So a lot of them do have cattle in the barns already. We actually have our beef weigh-in coming up this Saturday for fair.
Okay.
So kids are already shifted into the new fair mode, and they have their animals that they're already prepping and working towards that goal of making it to state fair.
Wow. There really is no downtime.
No, there isn't.
All right. Well, what do we got going this month? I know you got a full page of stuff again.
All right. So this afternoon we have Egg in the Classroom with our Westbrook Walnut Grove first grade friends. So we're going to be learning about cattle today. So beef cattle versus dairy cattle. And then, of course, we're going to make butter with that. This Saturday we have beef weigh-in at the Graph Papalo Feedlot from 9 until 11 a.m. So anybody that anticipates showing market steers, market heifers, or dairy steers needs to make sure that they give us a call so they can sign up for a designated time between that 9 and 11 a.m. slot. And then we also have Clover Buds on Saturday at the Extension Office from 10 until 11:30 a.m. And that's open to all youth in grades kindergarten through third grade. We're going to be learning about potatoes.
Ooh.
So we're going to have some potato snacks. And then we're also going to start potatoes growing in a 5-gallon bucket.
Oh, nice.
So that'll, you can have good, a fresh potato this spring yet.
And if you've never been to a Clover Buds, if you're not a Clover Bud, this would be a good time to join.
Yep. Our Saturday mornings are a great exploratory time. We have a different theme every month. We have a snack. We do activities. We read a book that every family gets to keep a copy of. And it's completely free to come there and join us that day.
Very good.
On Monday the 9th, we have our Horse Project Development Committee meeting at the Extension Office at 6 o'clock. That is followed by the Livestock PDC Committee at 7 o'clock at the Extension Office. It's open to anybody that's in 4-H in those areas. We come and talk about what to expect for upcoming things. We talk about county fair. If we want to do any clinics, we're going to be planning those at this meeting. On the 12th, we have 4th grade Lego robotics at Westbrook Walnut Grove. So each month in the spring, we hit the 4th graders with our Lego robotics program. We talk about STEM concepts. They get to build with Legos, and then we get them to code with their Lego structures and get it to move. And then I always have a challenge for the kids as well, where they have to figure out how to manipulate or adapt their Lego structure and not change the code. So they have to use critical thinking skills to figure out how to do that without changing that code.
Are they typically successful with that?
Depends. they figure it out more as we get going in the spring towards the end. Then they they pull it together a little bit and figure it out. But it's different thinking. It's definitely that engineering mindset, mechanical mindset with Lego robotics. On the 12th, we also have Homeschool Connect Lego Robotics in Westbrook. So there again, we're using another layer of Lego Robotics to work with our homeschool group. On the 16th, we have Ambassadors at the Extension Office at 9 a.m. So Ambassadors is a group open to anybody in grades 6 through 13. This group has been working on cutting and tying blankets for care packages for area nursing home residents, and they are done with that task.
They are done. Man, so, that was a big job.
It was. So we are meeting on the 16th, and that's where we're going to assemble the care packages, and then we're going to distribute them to the nursing home residents. So it's been a heavy project for these kids to do that, but we're going to have a blanket for residents. I'm going to also have a coloring book, coloring pencils, chapstick, lotion, and a few other things in their little care package that the residents will receive. And then also on the 16th, we have our Passport to Fun program at the Extension Office from 1 and 2 until 2:30. So that program, we invite in a foreign exchange student or somebody from the community that has lived in another country. This time around, we will be learning about Sweden from an exchange student. So she will come in and teach us about the country, the culture, the lifestyle there. And then she's also going to be making Swedish pancakes with us.
Ooh.
Yes. So anybody in K through 13 can come and participate in that. We do ask that you give us a call to let us know, 507-831-4022, if you plan to come. Just so we have a head count for our supplies to make the food. The 16th in the evening at 7 o'clock, we have shooting sports. It's archery night at the Wyndham Arena. We do ask that families to RSVP by Friday, February 13th, if you plan to participate in that. On the 20th, we have 4th grade Lego robotics with Red Rock Central. The 23rd, we have 4th grade Lego robotics with Wyndham. We also have Mountain Lake Christian Egg in the Classroom on the 23rd, so we will also be learning about cattle with that group. The 24th, we have Mountain Lake Homeschool STEM, so we're going to be doing various STEM activities over there each month. The 26th, we have another round of 4th grade Lego robotics in Wyndham, so we hit all four sections. And then we also have Westbrook Homeschool STEM on the 26th as well.
Wow. You got a lot going on.
Like I said, it's what we do.
You really don't get to spend a whole lot of time in the office, do you?
No, my office right now is kind of a holding place for supplies.
I'm sure.
And again, I have piles.
There you go. And I'm sure you know where everything
is. Yes, exactly. Yes.
So it is a really good time to join 4-H.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Anytime is a good time to join 4-H. We are gearing up for a lot of things. We have our really big project day coming up in April, where kids get to come in for free and make up to 3 different things that they can then take home and bring back to the county fair. We've been planning some other activities, some project days that are coming up, all working towards connecting with youth and then tying back to the county fair.
Away we go.
Yes, we'll be at fair before you know it.
It really will be. All right, Crystal, anything else we need to add today?
I will say for anybody, if you have an interest or an area expertise that you would love to teach kids, we are looking for volunteers for our big project day coming up. And what that entails is just you would get a 55-minute slot where you get to teach those kids how to make something, and then hopefully by the end of that 55 minutes, you are done and the kids have a completed project. So we ask community members to come in and teach them a different topic, and ends up with a tangible item at the end. So in past years, we've done gardening, so they potted some plants. We have had them sew different bags in the past. We've done chapstick. We've done different food items, just whatever there is of interest, and somebody that is interested in teaching the kids.
Really, no limit. It's kind of the more creative you are, the...
Right. Yep. And it's very cool because you would think that the kids would all have something that is exactly the same at the end, but it's not, because the kids add their own imagination and creativity to it. So it's cool to see the outcome of that day because everybody's looks different. You start off with the same idea, but in the end, it's their own. It's really cool.
Right. And you said that's middle of April?
So it's April 11th. Okay. It's held here at Wyndham at the high school.
Okay. And how many people do you need?
So I usually try to have at least 9 sessions. Okay. So 3 each time slot. It runs from 9 until noon. That way then the kids have some variety of what they want to pick. And then if we have a session that needs to have a cap, then they have somewhere else that they can go and attend a session. So I shoot for 9. Some years we have 12. It just depends on the amount of volunteers that we get.
Very good. All right. So get a hold of the office.
Yep. 507-831-4022.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, Crystal. Thank you for coming in. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.